Recorder will be with the Holy Rebbe, the Goyin, the doctor, the colonel, the chief, the Rabban shall call B'nai Shalva HaGoyle, Rabbi Yitzchok Ariel. Hoi Ariel. Mayim Shuvim, what?
I said, don't forget the guy, but you can just see that the base down and make it Dava.
Mayim shuvim umei geshamim shenisar. We have mayim shuvim. Yeah, umei geshamim and water that's mei geshamim shenisarvu bechotzer that has mixed up in the courtyard. Okay, uva uka and in uka was an uka. We have to see all these funny words over here. V'al ma'ilis hamara imroiv min akosher kosher. Now that's quite a mouthful. Okay, let's take a look at the pictures. Picture over here, picture number 66. 67. We have Mayim Shuvim, Megsham, Shavim, Yeah, over here, Mayim Shuvim, Shinafel, Chotzev, Mayim Shuvim, that fell into a courtyard. Mayim Shuvim, Hamkalchim, Mikarka, Hachotzev, Lemikva, Hare, Elumayim, Hanoiflim, Lemikva, B'derech Hamshacha. Okay, so it went into the courtyard. It went to the courtyard, and from the courtyard, it fell into the mikvah of Derech HaMshach. Okay. Next, Mei Geshamim, Shenaflu L'chotzer. It rains. U'men HaChotzer L'mikvah, Mei Geshamim, Merubim, Min HaMayim HaHashum. So on the right side, we have the right and the left. On the right side, we have Mayim Shuvim. Yeah. And on the left side, we have... On the left side, we have Mei Geshamim. Okay, so we have Mayim Shuvim on the right side, Nachamol, and Mei Geshamim on the left side. And the Mei Geshamim is more than the Mayim Shuvim. Okay, over here with the mikvah. So now we have Mayim Shuvim, Yechayim Lahashim, the Mayim Shuvim, Yechayim Lahashim, and the Shuvim Mikvah, B'shnei Tanoim. We allow the Mayim Shuvim, the drawn water, to fill up two conditions. Aleph, Imdaflim, the Mikvah, Yechayim Shacha, Beis, Mei HaGeshamim, Heim HaRoif. Okay, so that's good. Okay, fine. So we have Hamshacha and we have Roif. Fell first. Shaoz then. When he came into the mikvah, it got into the mikvah. And if it did not mix into the courtyard, it does not have to mix first. Ela afilu im yardu b'hamshacha elu b'fnei atzmam ve'elu b'fnei atzmam ha'mikvah kosher toises to yid beis soifti b'maschal elu v'apapa v'hakasa des yandu v'shiz arav mefarish v'mishu seinu k'diri ha'toises elu. Okay, so therefore the way the Pesachim looks is that the water is first going to mingle for the very first time. The taruvis that's going to happen the very first time is going to be in the mikvah. That's the first time there's going to be a taruvis when the water entered this mikvah, but when the water comes down into the chotzer, it's first going to do hamshacha, the mayim shuvim have hamshacha, and the mei geshamim is going to go from the chotzer into the mikvah. They're first going to meet in the mikvah, and there are two conditions why the mikvah is a kosher mikvah. Number one is because the majority of the water is the mei geshamim. Number two, even the mayim shuvim that came into the mikvah came there via hamshacha. Ha'ara, umavur b'div harav, v'chein kasa harav b'saif ha'mishnah, shemikvah shehimshich, L'soichai mayim shuvim kosher, rak yisham mayim ha-shuvim ha-miyot. Okay, that we know, it's the miyot. Avla mayim ha-shuvim ha-mechza, avl ima mayim ha-shuvim ha-mechza, ha-mikah posel. V'zudas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov b'tmur yidbeiz, v'beiz v'sham b'vur shadas ha-cham sh'afilu im himshech as kol ha-mikvah mayim shuvim ha. We had this discussion back in the day. We had this discussion that when it comes to hamshacha, is hamshacha valid to make the entire mikvah? Or is Hamshach only valid if it's going to be the minority? Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin Nemru Shnei Perushim B'Das Rabbi Yeshua B'Mishnah Sham Perush Arash Rabbi Yeshua Sayyid Shuvim Shem Shicha B'Kula Kasha Perush Arash Rabbi Yeshua Shuvah Shem Shicha Kula Pasul And according to Yeshua, he holds no pola. Rates from 36 to 36. That was an old sugya. Let's do that for now. Okay, but so far I think everything over here is very straightforward, right? Everything over here is very straightforward. Over here we have hamshacha, and over here this mishnah over here holds that hamshacha is only going to be good if the hamshacha is only going to be less than 50%. If it's less than 50%, it's going to be good. And over here, it's less than 50%. The majority of the mikveh is going to be megashamim, and the minority is going to be hamshacha. Hamshacha is good because hamshacha here is less than 50%, and the very first time the waters are going to be mingling together is only after they come into the mikveh. Okay, they're not mingling on top. They're not mingling when they're on the chotzer. The first thing, they go from the chotzer directly into the mikveh, and that's where they mingle, and it's going to be good. Now, on the bottom of the uka, what's an uka? Vos made an uka. I have a title of the word uka. Uka is a pit. Uva uka, vi al mailus hamaara, on the steps of a cave, im roiv min hakosher kosher. Uka is chafira bekarga. We have an uka. Oh, he tells us. An uka is a canal. Okay? An uka is a canal. And now you have naf l'mayim shum l'ma'al l'uka. Hamayim boim l'mikvah b'derech hamshacha. It comes there through the uka of derech hamshacha into the mikvah. Naf l'me gesham l'mikvah. Me'a geshamim merubim min hamayim hashuvim. So nochamol, nafal hamayim hashuv l'mikvah l'uka. Yeah, hamayim boim b'mikvah derech hamshacha. It's also hamshacha. Naflu min ha-meg shal mikvah, min ha-meg shal mikvah. Same case. It's the picture number on the...
The meg shal is not for the chutz, it's for directly into the mikvah.
Good. Left side. Naflu mayim shuvim al mayla samar, the steps. Ha-mayim ba-lu mikvah derech ha-mshach. Nochmo, the zel bazach. Fine, ha-mayim ba-lu mikvah derech ha-mshach. Ma'ara naflu meg shal mikvah derech ha-mshach. How did the rainwater get in there? It shows you a ma'ara, and in the ma'ara naflu me geshamim l'ma'ara me ha gesham heim merubim mikvah hanimsa b'derekarka ha'ma'ara. Okay, it's not showing you how the rain got into the ma'ara in the picture. Mayim shuvim u me geshamim shenasav be'uka v'al ma'ilas ha'ma'ara kolay masha mayim ha'shuvim yardu l'mikvah al yidei shenaflu techila l'uka oy al ma'ilas ha'ma'ara sheba'oifin zeh bo ha'mayim ha'shuvim l'mikvah b'derech ha'mshacha im yeshnam roiv me geshamim. If the majority is megashamim, hamikvah kasha al pitaisvis shebitsu akoidim. All right, so I think it's very straightforward, yeah? They're all the same. All of the cases are exactly the same. The point over here is that we have a taruvis. Mayim shuvim and megashamim. Mayim shuvim, and together they're making the mikvah kosher mikvah 40 sa. And in both cases, the mayim shuvim is going to be less than half. The majority is going to be megashamim. What?
And it has to come in through
Hamshacha. Because why can't we have the entire thing be Hamshacha? We're going like the Manda Omar that says Hamshacha is only valid when it's not more than Roiv. And we have three examples. You have over here the Chotzer, the Uka, and the Milos. Three examples. Ala Toira, Avoida, or Gemilas Chasadim. The Gemilas Chasadim is the Chotzer. The Toira is the Milos, because Torah, you have to go in steps, and Avoida, you have to just jump in. Okay, fine, whatever it is. Three months, now back to the Mishnah. Mayim shuvim u'megasham shenisar v'yachotzer, or uva'uka, or v'al Milos ha'mo'ara, imroiv min ha'kosher, kosher, gevaldik, we'll see all the pictures here. Now, next. What?
When it says in
Minarov Minakash,
that means
Meg Sham, Megasham. Let's say the Imroy Min Apostle. Let's say the majority is no good. Apostle, okay, that we understand. That's understood. Next, Mechsa Lemechsa, 50-50. Also Apostle, 50-50 is no good. Emosai, when is this going to be true? Bizman, Shemis Orvim at Shaloy Yagiu Lemikva. When is this so? If they mix. I thought you just said they mixed in the mikvah itself. What's going on over here? No, bizman shem misorvim ad shaloi yagia lemikvah. What? He just said in the picture on top that in all of these examples, they all got mixed. before it, in the mikvah. Shemis arvim. Oh, let's see. Hayu makalchim b'soich hamayim. Oh, I know. Sorry, I mean. Okay, sorry. Imasav is manshim sarvim actually which means fine. Actually, again, means that the water. This is, I think basically that means hamshacha. That expression means they are misormat shloigil lemikva means, it means that there is hamshacha. There is hamshacha. Bizman shem misorvim ad shelo yagiu lemikva. There is hamshacha. But let's say hoy mekalchem b'seichamayim. Okay, now what's going on over here? 68. What here is going on? So in this case, you see over here, hayu mayim shuvim mekalchim b'sechamayim kiloimar o kiloimar l'soicha mikva b'loy hamshacha. So that whole expression, and it says over there on the fourth line on page 58, hayu mekalchim b'sechamayim. That's just a fancy way of saying the word hamshacha. That expression is nothing more than a sophisticated way to say hamshacha. The water flowed, there was hamshacha. So back to the picture, picture number 68. If it's a direct, then im nismale hamikva b'arboim so mei gesham kaidem shenaf l'seicha gimelug m'shuvim m'shuvim ena mayim m'shuvim pais l'mes hamikva. Then it depends. If you have over here 40 sof came first, then of course the kosher mikva. I feel naflu b'seicha l'harbe. Im naflu mikva min hamayim m'shuvim gimelug m'kaidem shenismale mem so mei gesham hamikva pasul. The mishnah is very simple. There really no chiddushim in this mishnah. Everything over here in the mishnah we already touched upon. Every single part of this mishnah is very, very simple. All of the yesodos of this mishnah we have already touched upon when we learned this mishnah. Over here, you're just saying picture 68. If the mikveh is a kosher mikveh 40 saw, and then three lugim fall into the mikveh, then therefore it's going to be good because the mikveh already is kosher. If you don't have 40 saw and you pour mayim shuvim definitely into the mikveh, it's possible. That's the varm shuvim ad ma'id. And the previous picture was just teaching you hamshacha. If you have three lugim, and the three lugim came into the mikvah even before it came into the mikvah, so what? As long as the three lugim came into the mikvah, there hamshacha, it's okay. Oh, hamshacha, do the ganze zach via hamshacha. The tan of this mishnah is of the opinion that hamshacha is no good. The tan of this mishnah holds. The tan of this mishnah is of the opinion that you need. The tan of this mishnah is of the opinion that hamshacha is only going to be good up to 50%. Once you pass the threshold of 50% of hamshacha, is going to be a disqualification.
But what if it goes in directly without hamshacha and it's more than gimel lugin? Does that parcel it out right or no?
Say it again.
If it goes in derech hamshacha more than gimel lugin. Straight into the mikvah, not into the chutzner, not into the ukka. Right, when there's a chutzner, there's hamshacha. When there's an ukka, there's hamshacha. When there is just a loch in the ground, and you're mekalech b'soch hamayim, that's not going to be good if it's more than gimel lugin.
Right, if it goes direct, like picture number 68.
Right.
Because in picture 68, you don't have a kosher mikveh yet. You have less than 40 saw. If there is less than 40 saw, the water is poured directly into the pit, then the mikveh is no good.
Right, but if you have less than 40 saw, it goes direct, hamshacha, then it's okay.
But if you have less than 40 saw, right, correct, exactly. But even if you do hamshacha, you have to be careful that the hamshacha is only is not more than 50% of the 40 lugim of the 40 lugim. It's because this man dama holds that hamshacha is only valid up to 50%. Once you reach 50% of hamshacha, it's no good. Hamshacha, according to this man dama, is only good until 50%. And that the end that is machlokes, because according to one man dama, hamshacha is going to be good even if it's going to be more than 50%. Okay, let's see the Rav. Let's see how the Rav understands this Mishnah. Page 56. 56 is the number of people who signed the Declaration of Independence. All men have unalienable rights.
That's true, illegal alien.
56 people have made this country legal. 56 people signed the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. Weiter. Mayim Shuvim. There's soon going to be 51 states, you know? They're going to make Washington, D.C. into a state this week, I think. That's a very big blow. That's a very big blow because it's going to change the Electoral College in favor of the left wing. It's a ploy. Everything that they do is all to destroy the country. Pack the courts, they're trying to pack the courts, 51 states. That required people to vote, all bring immigration, to bring in millions and millions of people who are going to vote Democrat. It's unbelievable, trying to destroy the country. Dalit. Mayim Shuvim. Shehein Pesulim L'mikvi. Mayim Shuvim. Which is possible in Mikvah, Mega Shamim, Hakshadim, Shinisar, Vichotse, Bechuka, Guma, Shamayim, Miskabsim, Bohem, Oi, Almailis, Hamaora. So the either it's going to be the Uka is the Guma. Okay, the Guma, Shamayim, Miskabsim, that's called the Uka. Or we have over here, that's picture 67 on the bottom. Or Oi, Almailis, Hamaora. There it's going to go down to the mikvah. If the majority, 21 saw, is going to be mei geshamim, good water, and the minority is 19 is mayim shuvim, kosher. Right, let's hoyim kalchem b'secha mayim. When is it going to be kosher? When it's going to be hamshacha. And the way the Mishnah says the word Hamshacha, the terminology of the Mishnah of Hamshacha, is the word Shloyardu Lemikva Ayidei Hamshacha Derech HaChatzer. It did not go through. Now we go to the case that it's not going to be. When you go get Derech, picture number 68. Picture 68 is Hayu Mekalchem Besechamayim Shloyardu Lemikva Ayidei Hamshacha Derech HaChatzer Uka. They went direct, this is what we call a direct deposit. A direct deposit. The imlav is not possible. It's possible. Why? The shleisha lugim mayim shuvim poistlim kishnaflu lemikva shleik derech hamshacha. If it went indirectly, it's possible because it's not called, there's no hamshacha.
So, you know, so it's interesting that they don't have to be nis'arev necessarily, but it has to go through hamshacha. You don't have to be nis'arev before they go into the mikvah, but it has to go there hamshacha. Because the way how the Mishnah starts, mayim shuvim u'megishchem shenis'arev b'chatzer, so you might think that the era of Tovara is important.
Well, it doesn't make sense of it. Something doesn't make sense of it. Nochem all these words. Hoyu mekalchim b'soich ha-mayim. Im yodua shenofal b'soichon arboim so mayim k'sherim ad shlo yorad. But he, look how he translates it. He's not translating the way we thought. On the top, in the Rav, hoyu mekalchim b'soich ha-mayim. Shelo yordu l'mikva al yidei hamshocha derech ha-chotzer. Vihauka umailas hamaora eliminakalim atzman hayu mikalchin lasechamikva. That's no good. That's picture 68. But that's not what it said over here. Look at the caption. Look at the caption in 68 on page 59. Hayu mayim shuvim mekalchem besoich hamayim. The mayim shuvim was mekalchem besoich hamayim. Kolaymar. Oh, right. So this is where it's no good. So im yidua. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I made him say correct. So therefore, it's talking. This is the case, right? This is the direct deposit, and the only time it's going to be good is if you know for sure that there was 40 saw before the no good water came inside. If you have the 40 good.
Let's read the
Amosai. Amosai. When is it going to be no good, or when is it going to, let's say, when is it going to be good? It's only going to be good when the mikvah was kosher in advance. Only time it's going to be good is when the water, it got mixed together, that's going to be good. Aval im hayu amayim hashuvim mekalchem b'sech amayim kolay mashiyodim amayim hashuvim yishiris lemikvah shloike derecham shacha. Then you better make sure that the mikvah was kosher before this happened. You have to make sure there was 40 sod in the mikvah before it got mixed in. Im nismali amikvah be'arboim sod megashom koydim shnavu l'sodim l'lugim shuvim. Oh, then you're in business. Then you don't have to worry about the additional three lugim. Then shuv ein amayim hashuvim place them as a mikvah v'filu nafu l'sodim harbi. Okay, so therefore that's posh. The thing over here is posh. Over here you're pouring over here water, mayim shuvim, directly into the mikvah. You don't have amshacha. If there's no amshacha, what you're doing is a clear violation. You're destroying the mikvah. So if the mikvah until now was already filled up, there's already 40 saw of water, that's rainwater, you have a kosher mikvah. You can add now an infinite amount of non-kosher water and the mikvah is kosher. But let's say the mikvah does not yet have 40 saw, and you're still working to achieve the goal of making 40 saw of kosher water, and now three lugim of mayim shum fall in, and the three lugim of mayim shum that come in have come in not via hamshacha. So now they have absolutely no saving grace whatsoever. So then you're done. You're done. Toast. You're finished. You might as well hang up, call up, shop. Forget about your meds. Doesn't make a difference. By tomorrow, the guy is going to be gone. Vaita. So nochem back to the Rav. The Rav zok the Rav. The Rav says, direct deposit. The imlav, and if not possible, why is it possible? The shloisha lugim mayim shuvim poistem geshnafel mikvah shloik derech hamshacha. Three lugim of mayim shuvim. Of mayim shuvim poislim kishenaflu, when they fall into the mikvah, sheloi kederech hamshacha. Avol derech hamshacha in poislim asher you harayv mayim shuvim. That's the chiddush. That's halach. That's how the rabbis or the rabbi is learning is when it comes to hamshacha. Hamshacha has a limitation. We do not pass like this today. Today when they make mikvois b'zman hazeh in the modern America, they make mikvois with hamshacha. All 40 saw of the water is done via hamshacha b'zman hazeh. And over here, the Rav says that you only can do Hamshacha up to 50%. Once you have Pesach, then you can't do Hamshacha. Afila mayim ashuvim b'fnei atzmam shaloi nisar b'kshayim ein poislim derech Hamshacha el b'roif. Kegoy mikvah sheyesh boi esrim yachas sa, 21 sa, megeshamim m'malei b'kosef, you can be m'malei on the shoulder, mamshich l'soichai, tisha esrei sa mayim shuvim b'kosha, hoil v'roif mayim kasheir m'chein halacha. Okay, over here, the Rav says that the way you make a kosher mikvah b'zman hazeh, in modern-day America, he's saying that it's permitted. We even more makel. But he says the halach is that if you want to go make a kosher mikvah b'zman hazeh, you have to have at least 21 saw of mei geshamim, 21 saw of real rainwater, and then for the minority, the 19 saw of water, you need to reach the threshold of 40. But what you can do is, you can fill up from a jug of water from the sink, the tap water, and then you can carry it to the mikvah, and you can pour it into the mikvah indirectly, derech hamshacha, and now you'll have achieved 40 saw of water. 21 of the 40 saw have come from the rain, 19 have come, they're mayim shuvim, but they entered into this mikvah via hamshacha, and that's okay. And that's exactly what it says here in this Mishnah. In the Mishnah over here, we're discussing over here the three different locations, the chotzer, the ukah, and the mylos, and over here we have 21 saw of rainwater, that got in there directly, and we have 19 saw of water that is not good water. And as long as the water comes into the mikvah via the chatzar or via the ukah or via the milas, then it's a kosher mikvah. But if you take the jug and you pour it directly into the mikvah, like you see in picture number 68, then it's not going to be good, because now the water, the mayim shuba, have not come in via hamshacha, so therefore it's not going to be good, because it's more than three lugim. It's more than three lugim, it's not going to be good. All right, is it good?
Yeah, very good. Excellent.
Let's see the ikor mefarsha.
When it's ma'orav, lechtar, when it's ma'orav on top before it gets into the mikvah, so that is a proof that it's gone through hamshach.
Correct. Right? But it doesn't even need to. Our picture number 66 on the top. So he wanted to say in the notes here is that it doesn't mean that the water mingled on top. You pour the water. The water went onto the chutz, and on its side, it just flowed right into the hole. There was no actual mingling of the water on the top of the chutz. Does it make a difference? It doesn't make a difference. Even if the water would mingle together, it doesn't make a difference, because once there's hamshacha, so it doesn't make a difference. It would be a chumr that it should mingle together before it gets into the mikvah. It doesn't need to mingle. It could even go directly into the mikvah, because it's hamshacha. Hamshacha allows it to go straight into the mikvah. Let's see the ikor mefarshim. Let's look now at the ikor mefarshim on page 56. Hakdama, Mishnah Seinu Dodeh B'mayim Shuvim Sheyodeh L'mikvah Derech Hamshacha Al Gabi Karka. We're learning the sugya of hamshacha. And we're also going to learn the sugi where the water has gone direct, a direct deposit. So first, the case is shenis arvu b'chatzar. Haydinakat shenis arvu l'rivusa nokta. It's a chiddush. It's an additional point. Behind the lefi masha pasak b'yardeya. The b'kadmai psulin v'afiluchum humshachu achar kach roiv k'shem nifslakol. It says there in Shulchan Aruch that if the first water to enter the mikvah is non-kosher water, we had the sugya. How much non-kosher water that enters in the beginning makes it possible? So one opinion said a mashahu, one said a revius, and one said three opinions. Either a mashahu, a revius, or three lugim. So lefi masha pasak b'yardeya, the b'kodmoy psulin, the afilu, if the first water that comes into the mikvah is non-kosher water, even if you later put into the mikvah good water, nifslakol. That was the sugya we learned before that. In Cain, Kamash Malan, the reason why it says they mingled on top, Shapir, Nisorvu, Lirivusa, Av Shaloi Kodmu HaKeshedim, Lipol Lesoich HaMikvah, Alkol Ponim, Kevan, Shagam, HaPoistim, Leikadmo. They didn't come either first. Mahani, Leham, Shach. So he's saying over here, Chiddush. The Chiddush over here is that, let's say we're going to be Machmer and hold that if the first amount of water to come into the mikvah is going to be the non-kosher water, the mikvah is going to be permanently possible, even a mashahu, according to one opinion, even a mashahu. Second opinion says a revius. Third opinion says three lugum. So here, we're going in a case where it's not the first water, but yet you don't have kosher water that came before it. They came together. Tzevemin. Tzevemin, tzevemin, lechai olamim. They came together. The good water and the bad water have entered into the mikvah together. So we not discussed that case. The previous Mishnah only discussed the case where the bad water came first or the good water came first. If the good water came first, then everything is good, provided that three lugim of mayim shuvim did not come until you reach the threshold of 40. If bad water came first, then we have three opinions, either a tipa, a revius, or a three lugim. Here, none of the above. Here, we don't have bad water coming first, and we don't have good water coming first. What happened over here, according to the Mefarshim, is the water first mingled. There was a hamshocha of bad water, and there was a hamshocha of good water. Now, there's no need for there to be a hamshocha of good water. The good water can just go directly into the mikvah. We don't care. But over here, it happened to be ma'isa shachoyik ha'choya. There was a hamshach of good water, which enabled the bad water to mingle. There was a taruvis. There was the mingling of the good water with the bad water on the surface. And then they together entered into the mikvah. So when they together into the mikvah, you don't have the good water coming first, but you also don't have the bad water coming first. The two waters are coming together. So maybe a lamdan will come along and will say that when it says in the previous Mishnah, it's back two parakim ago, that if you have even a mashu of bad water that comes first, it disqualifies the mikvah, lav dafka mashu, maybe even a taruvis of bad water with good water will disqualify the mikvah. Maybe the first water to hit ground, to hit bottom, has to be good water. Only then can we say you can now add in bad water, provided that's going to be less than three logim. But if the two waters come together, maybe that's also going to be called a violation and will disqualify the potential for the mikvah to ever be good. That's what our Mishnah here is coming to address. It's saying, no, the chiddush is, even though good water did not come first, they only came in together as a taruvis because the water mingled on the surface, good enough. It's good enough. Don't look for chumras in this world. If you look for chumras, then there'll never be slavery in this world. And there'll never be a ma'is of George Floyd. Don't look for chumras. You look for coolas. Look for coolas. Just relax and breathe. That's all you have to do. Remember, the bottom line is, if you were able to hear him say, I can breathe, that means there was air going through his lungs, through his throat. The police didn't kill him. It's simple, like baking chocolate chip cookies. Would anyone like to have some chocolate chip cookies? The Cookie Monster. You have to bring out to all the African Americans chocolate chip cookies. It's too bad it's not Halloween. Everyone would get dressed up like Cookie Monster. Vaita. Next halacha, Ashenis Arev. Vaita in the Mefarshim. Next. V'chein. He mashmois ha-toisvis ha-vaharav. We didn't finish the Mefarshim yet. V'chein mashmois ha-toisvis ha-vaharav. Says a chiddush, right? Because he disagrees.
There's also a criteria besides hamshacha. You also need rov megesham.
Well, that's pasha, but he's saying a chiddush. He disagrees with this principle. The Rash says shebeinim kabu megesham, beinim kabu mayim shuvim. He doesn't hold of this. I'dei hamshacha. Okay. Im yesh rov megesham megvakasher v'chein mashmos ataisus arav v'chein l'dvei mashmos loshan mishnah shebizman shemis arvim ad shloi. Yagiu lemikvah, he rock loyma shamayim yardu lemikvah al yidei hamshacha re'etzir 67. So I don't say, what is he saying of it? How is the Rash coming to be chilek on the previous man the Yomar? Let's go back. Shnizar b'chotza. Ha denokat shnizar v'luivus chiddush nokta. What's the chiddush? V'haynu. Lefi masha posak b'yardayim. Dibikad moi psulim v'afil humshuchu achakach. Roiv Kasherim Nifslakol in Kane Kamashlon Shapid Arvusa Af Shaloi Kodmu Hakasherim Lipol Lusecha Mikva Alkop. I don't understand what he's saying over here. I don't understand anything. He's saying over here, he's introducing over here a new element. He's over here until now, we've only been learning about two types of water. He's coming over here to make things much more complicated. Until now, we're learning about this megashamim, and there is mayim shu'uvim al yidei hamshacha. One term. He seems to be saying there are three types of water. There's mayim shu'uvim, there's megashamim, There's mayim shuvim al yedei hamshacha, and there's mayim shuvim stam. Mayim shuvim stam. And let's make things really, really nasty and say the mayim shuvim came first. Oh, came first. The mikvah is already no good. You know what you can do? You can purify the mayim shuvim that's no good. You pour mayim shuvim directly into the mikvah. A revius, a ganz revius. Okay, let's follow the Ma'adama that says a revius. So the Pashto says, that's it, the mikvah is toast. See you another day. You're gone. You're finished. So he seems to say, no, not so fast. Superman is here. You know what we're going to do? We're now going to put Mayim Shu'uvim into the mikvah al yedei hamshacha. And when we add more Mayim Shu'uvim al yedei hamshacha, it's going to purify the mayim shuvim that's no good, that's already there. That's what the first opinion says, and that's why it says over here the word shenis orvu. So what does the word shenis orvu really mean? Mayim shuvim omega sham shenis orvu b'chotzer. What's the word shenis orvu here? He's saying like the word shenis orvu is not really going on the mega shamim. The word shenis arvu is going on the mayim shuvim together with the mayim shuvim al yedei hamshacha. Am I reading this wrong? Look at the ikum b'farshim. Shenis arvu b'chatzer. Ha dinakat shenis arvu l'rivusin nakte. Chiddush. What's the chiddush? Shahainu. Lefi masha pasuk liyarde dibikad my psulin. Oh, psulin. Okay, psulin. What does it mean, psulin? It means the real deal. Real mayim shuvim. V'afilu humshichu achar kach roiv kesherim. Even if I'll then do hamshacha afterwards, mayim kesherim, I'll do hamshacha of the mayim shuuvim afterwards. V'afilu humshichu achar kach roiv kesherim. It doesn't matter. Nifslakos. That's okay. That remains. I made that mistake. That remains. If you first pour in, we have three types of water. Water number one is the real mayim shuvim, a revius, done. Now, if I try to go add in water number two, mayim shuvim al yidei hamshacha, it's not going to help you. But the chiddush is, if I now pour in mayim shuvim al yidei hamshacha together with mei geshamim, it's a new combination. Don't even heard of this before. It's like a new vaccine. It's not Pfizer, not Moderna, not J&J. A Naya vaccine. It's called the Ariel vaccine. This will be Metaher, the Mayim Sulam. If I pour in a revius of Mayim Shuvim, it's toast. But if I now pour into the mikvah a combo of Mayim Shuvim al yedei hamshacha together with Mei Geshamim, this magic combination will be metayer the revius of mayim shuvim that disqualified the mikvah. Isn't that what it says over here?
First of all, I thought we know that from before. This is not what it says over here. We know that from before that megeshamim can be metayer.
No, it can't. Megeshamim can only be metayer if it came first. If you pour, we learned in the previous mishnayos, if you pour into the mikvah a revius, you have a dry mikvah. It's so dry, you can bake a potato on it. There's nothing down there. It's dry. There's no moisture. It's tsoyon. It's a tsoyon. A makoim that is arid, that has no moisture, no liquid whatsoever. There's absolutely nothing there in this makoim. And you pour there a revius of mayim shuvim, a revius, you're finished. There's no potential anymore. This makom that now has a revius of mayim shuvim can never be a kosher mikvah because you got off to a bad start. Akol holich achar ha'aschala. You got off to a bad start. There's no potential anymore for this mikvah to ever, ever be kosher. Sayonara. You're done. Even if you'll pour in now 40 sovma of mega shaman, it's not going to help because the first revius was mayim shuvim. Nothing you can do. Along comes the Ikam Mefarsh, and he says over here, the reason why the Mishnah here says, Shenis Arvu, is coming to teach you a Revusa. It's coming to tell that this, that you learned back to Parakim ago, that if you go and you get off to a bad start, If in life you get off to a bad start, there's still ula yesh tikva. There's hope. What's the hope? The hope is to make a concoction of a taruvis of megashamim, which in itself can't do anything for you, and mayim she'uvim of hamshacha, which in itself can't do anything for you. But if you combine together megashamim and mayim she'uvim that has hamshacha, this combo is so potent, it is so lethal, it will be able even to obliterate the stigma, the psul, the defect, the damage, the horror, the abuse, the violation of man, humanity, civil rights that the revius of Mayim Shuvim has done to this earth. Look what it says. What?
I'm not sure if I see that in the words.
Let me read the words. Shinis arvu b'chatzar. Hi, derakat shinis arvu l'revusa nakte. This that it says is a taruvis, a mixture of two different types of liquid. Liquid 2, liquid 3, scientific liquids. Liquid 2 in the dictionary is called mayim she'uvim she'yesh boi hamshocha. Mayim she'uvim that has been flowing on the ground. Hamshocha dika mayim she'uvim. And liquid number 3 is mei geshamim. These two liquids in the laboratory have been mixed together. What would happen if you would pour into the mikvah liquid number 1? A revius. A revius of liquid number 1. That's called mayim psulim. Then, and after you would do liquid number 1, you would then attempt to purify it by pouring upon it my liquid number 2. V'afilu humshechu. Okay, that's hamshacha. Achar kach roiv kesherim. What does it mean, roiv? Either megashamim or mayim she'uvim that has hamshacha. It's nifsal hakol. There's nothing you can do. In kain kamash lon shapir. The Mishnah here is teaching you a chiddush that you would never, ever in your wildest dreams, no matter how deep you sleep, no matter what level of REM you reach in the chalomos, you'll never come to be the chalomos of such a chiddush. To say, shaper kamash lon shaper in this arvu l'revusa av shaloi kadmu hakasherim lipol l'soich hanikva. Even though the kashem did not come in first, al kolponim kevan shagam hapesulim l'kadmu. This slugs up the whole thing. He's not explaining himself over here. He's austere in what he says. I'm sorry. The way this is written is not written well. I'm sorry. Even though we paid over here $18 for this thing over here, maybe more, $25, whatever it cost, there is a contradiction in what he says. He starts with achar kach roiv. He writes in the beginning, dibekod moi pisulin, and then he writes, I'm sorry, you just said in the beginning of the sentence the psulim was kadmu. There's something wrong over here, what he's saying over here. Something wrong what he's saying over here. Now, Mahani Luham Shach. And then I don't know how he follows through in the next Amnam Das Harash, Shabain Im Kadmu Megashamim Babain Im Kadmu Maim Shuvim, Aideham Shacha, Ye Im Ye Shreb Megasham Mikva Kasha. That's Pashat, of course. What's the big deal? Like we learned until now. Okay, let's not get involved in this. Let's not get involved. Machlekes. Not going to go to Minnesota today. Not going to go there. Try to quiet them down. I'm not going to get involved. Not going to dirty my hands. Not my problem. Not even to Minneapolis, the Brooklyn. Isn't the Hashkocha protest? What is the Ribbono Shel Olam saying? It's called Brooklyn. What is it called? Brooklyn Center? What's the chances? Brooklyn is the most intense part of the Welt of Orthodox Jews. And you're talking over here, there's going to be a Maisa that's waiting to explode, like a nuclear bomb is waiting to go off. And it has the shame Brooklyn? The Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us. He's telling us it's time to bring back the Dodgers. That's the message. The message of all this is it's time to be chozer to the Brooklyn Dodgers. What else could it possibly be? Weiter. Let's look at the box. Mayim shuv mishnaf lingam mikva derech hamshacha.
Well, then let's do in the day part.
The what part?
Let's do in the day in the first.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize this. Im yodua av shesofik mayim shuv mav shesofik mayim shuv mkosher kidaleel. Even though we have a basic principle in the laws of mikvahs that you have a safek, you go lakula, not so quick. Shev shmeitza. Safek is only when you start out good. So then you have a chazaka. But if you have a safek, if you start out with zero and you're coming to shaf, to create an andre bria, a naya mensch, a goyim, then there's no din chazaka. So over here, we're coming to create the mikvah the very first time. Therefore, you have to know for sure that it's a kosher mikvah. That's pashut. This is thing over here. And that's why there's no din chazak dif. That's why the sofik is l'chumra. You only go l'kula when it comes to a mikvah when you know for sure that in the beginning there was a kosher mikvah. Now it was diminished. But when you start off at ground zero and you're coming to make a mikvah for the very first time, then there's no such thing of suffik lakula. You must be machmir. Okay, weiter. Look at the tablet. Look at this box. Mayim shuvim shnaflu mikvah derech hamshacha. Yerida derech hamshacha. Beir hamikra. What's the situation? Mayim shuvim shenisarvu megeshamim. Ataruvis b'chotzer. Aybuka. Albalasim amara. Okay, Hamshach needs 3 tefachim. The Yodel Mikvah. The Chayna Mayim Shuvim Bifnei Atzmam. Let's say you have regular Mayim Shuvim. Shanim Shechu. He's saying over here is a fourth case. In the tabloid, he's coming to introduce case number 4, where there is no Uka, there's no Mailois, there's no Chotzer. Stamazoi, you go to your backyard and you pour water on the backyard. And the water flows all the way down from Avenue I to Avenue J and makes a turn towards East 17th Street, East 16th Street, East 15th Street, makes a left turn, then goes up a little bit, makes another left turn, goes up the steps, and goes down the steps into the mikveh in Rutner, across the street from Rutner. The case doesn't have to only be where there's an uka, there's a chotzer, there's a staircase. The case can be going where you go out in the front of your house on Avenue I and you pour water on the street and the water is mamshech all the way to its destination. And it fills up the mikvah. That's what v'chein mayim shuvim sh'bifnei atzmam sh'nimshchu al charka v'yardu l'mikvah chaser. So what's the hadin? Im roiv arboim so shel ha'mikvah mimei gesham k'sherim. But what about, let's say you don't do hamshacha, you go and you bang on the door, and you come into the mikvah and you pour some delicious Poland spring water, or you pour some Fiji water, or Dasani water, directly into the mikvah. What's Allah? Mayim shu'uvim shekilchu me'akli yeshirois el teich ha'mikvah shekvar yesh boi arboim so mayim shu'uvim. If the mikvah is already kosher mikvah, gesund eit, you want to go pour money down the mikvah? It's worse than pouring money down the drain. You pour water down the mikvah. So it's not going to kamush. Oy el teich ha'mikvah chaser. In yesh the mikvah arboim so Ein a nifsal oid b'mayim shuvim. In ein b'mikvah boim saw nifsal b'shloshim lovim. Okay, let's have the mission. The mission is very straightforward. The very except for the Ikam Farshim is a whole. I don't know. Ikam Farshim over here saying something. I don't understand what he said. Dalit. Mayim shuvim megeshamim. Combo, a winning combo. Shenis oru b'chotza or uva uka or vel malas hamara im roiv min akosher kosher. The majority is mayim geshamim good. So this mishnah is teaching us the yisoid, meridika yisoid, which is I think is shleik halacha. I think this mishnah Rabbeinu Hakadosh would not be accepted in Flapish, because he's telling you a halacha that hamshacha is only good up to 50%. If I'm not mistaken, the velt is noyach to be mekel, that hamshacha is good in ganzen, even 100%. And over here he's saying it's only going to be good up to 50%. That's what he seems to be saying. Nim rebbein apostle apostle mechsel mechsel 50 is apostle. When is it going to become possible? When they got the mikvah before comes to mikvah. Then we're going to say that the mikvah is going to become possible because the water. When are we going to say it's going to be kosher? Because there's hamshacha. It's flowing on the ground. But let's say you poured the water direct. You made a direct deposit. Oh. So and if the mikvah was already a kosher mikvah, 40 saw goes on the hate. All right, and Mamish gotta go. It's really, really late. I have my afternoon activities I have to attend to.
Okay, very good. Yeah,
Shukrach. Yeah, Shukrach. We're on tomorrow 1:15.